Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to my YouTube channel. If you're new here, my name is Maria. Please subscribe below so we can be YouTube friends. Today, we're talking about starseeds. Specifically, what are some of the common traits, common patterns within the larger starseed family? I figured what would be fun today is for me to do a collective reading on every single starseed currently incarnated on Earth. I will look into their patterns, I will look into their energy, I will look into their intentions, and we're going to put a bow on top of all of this. So you're going to get like a profile of an average or middle-of-the-road starseed based on this reading. However, I will also give you almost like dead giveaway signs, like how do you know if you're a starseed? So if a lot of the things that I mentioned during the reading today you feel apply to you or you resonate with, most likely you're also a starseed. Now, let me preface my reading by saying that there are many definitions of a starseed. Before we get into the reading, I'll explain to you what I mean when I say starseed. So there are arguably two types of souls here, souls that we would consider from our limited perspective here, Earth natives or beings and souls who come to Earth so frequently that it's as good as their Earth natives, whether they were originally, whether Earth was their first incarnation or they're quote unquote stuck here in samsara. And then you have visitor souls. You have a wide range of visitor souls coming from all types of planets, constellations, star systems, different galaxies even, and they are largely referred to with this big umbrella term called a starseed. Now, a lot of starseeds that are coming here and who are currently incarnated have come to Earth before. And in fact, for some of them, it's been many dozens of incarnations. So they start feeling, in some ways, they start acclimating and they start feeling like Earth is okay for them, like they get the vibrations. And yet there are some very common characteristics that I think there are some things that you can really spot a starseed by. If you guys also, by the way, let me know in the comments if you want me to dive deeper into the different star races. I know for some of you, it may be very, very interesting, a lot of fun. So just drop that in the comments below and I'll make sure to consider that. All right, let's get into the starseed reading. What are some of the common personality traits of a starseed or like what? How do they behave? The first thing collectively that I see is enough of the starseeds are activators within their lineage. So they're bringing in a particular frequency into their lineage that does not exist there right now. If you feel like you are a little bit of a black sheep in the family, or even if that is not the case, but you feel like you somehow are different from your relatives, if the frequency that you're bringing in is just other, meaning, let's say you're a go-getter and the rest of your family really isn't. Let's say you moved to another country very young, but that's not really the pattern of your family. Let's say you are an incredible energy healer, but if you trace back, you know, as many generations as you can, you don't really see that gift in your family. You could be an activator, meaning you're bringing in something into your lineage that hasn't existed there before. Now, not every activator is a starseed, but as I'm scanning the larger collective and a lot of starseeds, they didn't just show up for nothing, right? Like, especially if you, as far as identity, right? As a soul, if you identify with another star system within the Milky Way or outside of the Milky Way, you know, it really takes effort, so to say. And it's not a chance occurrence that you showed up. So the starseed incarnations are generally very well planned, very well coordinated, and they're very additive to the grand soup of collective consciousness of humanity. That's why starseeds come, right? They come in order to bring something that does not already exist or amplify a particular frequency. Right. So you obviously as a starseed, you may be amplifying something for your lineage, for your family, or the greater human collective, the entire planetary consciousness, if you will. So that is one quick sign. So ask yourself, are you different? You know, how different are you from the lineage? Do you have certain qualities, certain traits about you that just don't run in the family and somehow you're unique? That could be the first sign. A lot of starseeds have a hard time adjusting to the low density of planet Earth because a lot of starseeds are more high vibrational. Again, that is a big overgeneralization. But the funny things that could start happening because of that are like the perception of time and space. Specifically, a lot of star seeds may have a hard time with time management, whether you are always late or always jumping around from task to task. This could be an example of like being challenged by this concept of time and how it flows. It feels very slow here in some ways. And so there is an adjustment period that you need. And even, you know, some star seeds never really truly adjust. So time, like the way it flows on planet Earth, is very weird to a lot of star seeds. And again, so that could, what, you know, how would that play out? You could be tardy all the time, or, you know, your meetings run over all the time. Like you have a hard time keeping track. Some star seeds get very impatient, actually, which is also another aspect of time tracking, where they're like, okay, well, why things are so slow? Why aren't things manifesting as quickly as I'm used to? So there is that impatience as almost the frequency, the underlying frequency for a lot of star seeds. They're also the ones that are very prone to thinking that, okay, by a certain age, you know, I should have already achieved that. Although there is a lot of societal programming in there as well. So, but a lot of star seeds kind of like they have like this very strong sense of mission, and enough of them think that they're late for something. Or they're like, I'm running out of time. And it's that persistent feeling of like, there is a happening in front of me and I'm running out of time to change things or, you know, to make a dent. So there's I would call it a sense of urgency. There's a lot of a sense of urgency with star seeds. Also around time management, but more maybe about focus. A lot of star seeds have ADHD. So there is an unprecedented amount of star seeds in the ADHD category, just because, again, that's has to do somewhat with time management and focus, but like, you know, not being able to stay too much or too concentrated on one thing. And that is, again, because of how weird it feels to be concentrating in this time-space reality. That's almost like a new skill set. And also, there's usually a little bit more brain activity for star seeds. And what I mean by that is they're just like more receptive and more perceptive of the universe, of the world at large. So there's more going on inside of a star seed brain and like in terms of their awareness levels. Because of that, they may also have a harder time concentrating, or they may be prone to switching tasks, you know, one after another, which again is another byproduct of impatience. Continuing this thread of time and space and challenges around that, space and certain routes could also be harder for some star seeds to memorize. Now, it does depend on what kind of star seed you are, but for certain star seeds, it may be challenging to remember directions, like physical directions. How do you get from point A to point B? So Google Maps is really a lifesaver because, for instance, star seeds are like, okay, where did I park my car? And part of the reason is because the bodies in, you know, whatever other dimension they came from, whatever other planet, a lot of starseed bodies are usually very aware of their surroundings. So they kind of like almost like some of them have like spherical vision or have some other special abilities where they don't have to rely on tunnel vision, which is what humans have in some way. And so because of that, they're kind of almost like they forget to remember where to, you know, where they parked, because they don't have this kind of spatial challenge wherever they come from. So that is also a very, very common thing. What else? What else is common with star seeds? Like I said, impatience is very common with star seeds. Ungroundedness, extremely common with star seeds. A lot of trauma around the root chakra. So a lot of trauma around either not wanting to ground. Yes, they're here. They've arrived on planet Earth, but it's almost like they're a little bit still floating up in the space and floating up in ether. So that root chakra is not always grounded. Or there could be this common refrain of the feeling of unsafety again on this planet because it's unfamiliar. So like the root chakra traumas around safety, a lot of fears of density and just how this reality operates, a lot of discomfort. So probably of all the chakras, star seeds are mostly challenged with the root. And then from there, it gets a little bit better, a little bit easier. Another thing, as I'm scanning the greater collective of the star seed family, it's harder for the star seeds to find the second half, all things considered, just because it's harder for them to find kindred spirits. Now, of course, there are incarnations that are predetermined. And like if you come with a partner, then that may be very, very easy for you. But enough of starseeds actually feel extremely lonely. And part of the reason is not only do they feel disconnected from their broader extraterrestrial family, or, you know, comparatively speaking, disconnected, because a lot of starseeds still show up with the higher chakras quite open and the channels open and a lot of memories, right? So we should take that with a grain of salt. But enough of them struggle with loneliness. I would say for starseeds on this planet, emotions of loneliness are some of the most prevailing ones. It's almost like the world doesn't fully get you. And even if you're telling somebody, like a friend, how you feel, it's almost like they cannot get to the same level of depth of emotion as you can. So that could be a very common grievance, or like a very common occurrence with starseeds. Another thing is, so finding partnerships, right, like could be harder. And also maintaining relationships could be harder because, and starseeds actually tend to get disillusioned or disappointed in their partners. So like usually they would be the ones to leave a relationship. They would be the ones to want to get a divorce or want to get a breakup. That's very much a trend. Another thing energetically with starseeds is the betrayal wound is actually very, very deep. There are a lot of, like energetically, it looks like a lot of knives sticking from the back. So a lot of betrayal wounds. And because of that, certain perhaps controlling behaviors. Why the betrayal wound? They're too trusting. Again, the energies of planet Earth are very dense, and the relationship with honesty and word and truth on this planet is very different compared to a lot of the other places in the Milky Way, especially the more high vibrational places. And so it's almost like starseeds are not engineered to expect somebody else to trick them. And because of that, especially during their first incarnations on planet Earth, they get backstabbed a lot. They get cheated on or cheated out of things. And it's like then they have to process those experiences. And like it's very hard for them to comprehend how people can be so deceitful, so evil. For them, it's almost like there is a chasm between how they would act and how the rest of the planet seems to act. A lot of starseeds are empaths. Not everybody, but a lot. So they get really bogged down by watching the news and the happenings, you know, like even like the more localized accidents or like tragic events, even if it happened on the other side of the planet, like they get really impacted. And by the way, a lot of them are so extrasensory that they get impacted before they see the news, like they already feel something in the ether. What else? A lot of starseeds actually end up having smaller families, and a lot of starseeds are child-free right now. There are many reasons for that. The more children you have, the more karmically tied to planet Earth you become. And so there is that innate remembrance for starseeds that, okay, like if you know, maybe children are not what I should be doing right now. So enough of them choose to not have children. And it's a very much conscious choice, very much a conscious decision. Enough of them are rule breakers. So there is a very, very big rebel archetype with starseeds. And they can be rebellious in various ways, but it's usually a societal rebellion. So almost like rebelling against a dogma of some sort or the status quo. So it's not necessarily rebellion against your parents or like your inner circle, like not that kind of rebellion, but it's more the societal change that they're seeking. Like it's a bigger and better. And they, you know, because of that, they almost like are thirsty for a platform. If they're the rebel type, like they need a platform to be able to talk to the world and like get their point across. What I also see with starseeds is that thirst for community. Above and beyond pretty much anybody else on this planet, they want to go back to that utopic sense of, you know, I have my tribe and I can trust my tribe and my tribe has my back, which the rest of humanity just doesn't have. And so they like to congregate and, you know, aggregate, and they're always looking for like-minded people. Of course, that's really, really hard because even within the larger extraterrestrial family, a Sirian starseed is not like the Pleiadian seed, is not like the Arcturian starseed. So there's so much variety that like even as much as they're thirsty and like hungry for that tribe and that conscious community, it's not so easy to build it And another thing, which is also kind of like really interesting with starseeds, and the reason there is so much loneliness with this group, is that enough of them actually choose to either be on a solo mission or just, it's almost like if you think about the process of seeding, right? And think of the entire territory of planet Earth. When starseeds plan their incarnation, and not just themselves, but there are actually like whole councils of beings that are working and making sure that wherever the starseeds are incarnated, it's almost like evenly distributed across the planet Earth. And that's why usually, like, if there is one starseed, there's usually space between them and another starseed physically, geographically, in terms of location. And so, like, they may not even find anybody of the same level of vibration in their immediate vicinity, right? And so starseeds do tend to move around. They do tend to be travelers. And because it's like that, the only chance for them to meet another starseed plugged somewhere else is through travel, right? So like, again, that whole concept of like, let's kind of like, you know, seed all the different parts of the world and try to do so evenly instead of clusters. That was the original intention. And because of that, there's not as much collaboration with starseeds as what you would think would happen with beings who are so pro-unity consciousness. So that's kind of really interesting. So despite the fact that all of the missions of pretty much every single starseed on Earth, they kind of all align into one, you're not going to see all that much collaboration because the way the cards have been dealt is all of these seeds have been planted in different soils. And not only that, especially with grid worker starseeds, they're meant to stay in a particular location. Some of them are meant to guard or guide or like oversee a particular portal geographically. And so for them, it's not really an option to move around too much. And so that's also another challenge. What else is really common with starseeds? What really bugs a lot of starseeds is the education system, like in general, how it works and how it promotes like just common type, like template-based thinking. So as I see kind of like the intentions for a lot of these starseeds, like when they get plugged into the Earth's grid, if you will, and like what is it that drives them? A lot of them want like educational reform or like homeschooling for their children or like just to change how kids are being taught. And what they lean towards is observation. So a child should learn through observation and paying attention instead of just being programmed. So there's a lot of that. What else actually? I mean, outside of obviously, like we know starseeds are here to help the transition of planet Earth from 3D to 5D. But if I look at the common threads, a lot of starseeds are really obsessed with eradicating violence. Or like rather, if, you know, if they could do one thing, like violence, whether that is murder, you know, war, genocide, any of that, like that just hurts starseeds like nothing else. Like it's very much a pain point. And that is the frequency that is the hardest for them to adjust to, understand. And usually if a person just can't handle like bloodshed, like watching or thinking about it, it's usually a sign of a starseed. So it's a very gentle soul that usually comes as a harmonizer, but like the energies are so dense that they don't quite know how to handle. A lot of starseeds have a lot of resilience actually to EMF frequencies. So they're a lot, call it, they just bring with themselves that remembrance of how to handle radiation, you know, in all kinds of different frequencies. So EMF actually weirdly impacts them less than everybody else. Just one little tidbit that came through. Of course, a lot of starseeds come with contracts with the Crystal Kingdom. So a lot of starseeds, they would have an uncharacteristically high interest in crystal shops. Like even more so, like not even just an esoteric shop, but specifically they straight up go to the crystal aisle and be like, hi, my friends. Okay. And they almost like they cannot ground unless they like surround themselves with crystals. And that's again, like back to the grounding and earthing practices. Like a lot of starseeds are not grounded. There's another thing that I noticed with starseeds a lot energetically is not 100% of their energy that was intended for this incarnation actually ends up making into their physical body. And in fact, like parts of their energy is like floating in ether right next to them. So they haven't claimed the fullness of their resource. And so a lot of starseeds may feel drained. A lot of them may feel chronic fatigue, like tired all the time. But it's not because of anything else other than they haven't claimed 100% of their energy. Why does that happen for starseeds? The descent into planet Earth, the actual process of incarnation, feels like a fall. Like, it feels like falling, actually, because the energies are dense and, like, it's almost like gravity sucks you in. It's not a very pleasant feeling. And a lot of souls get a feeling of discomfort right through the process when they're supposed to kind of, like, send that stream. And so the stream comes, but there is resistance from the soul, especially if they've had bad experiences incarnating in similar planets or on Earth. So there is that inherent resistance. It's not 100% of the stream of their higher self that was intended for the incarnation is going into the body. Parts of it kind of like spill over because it's like this person's not really fully committed to being in this density and it's super subconscious. But like, one common practice, I guess, that I would recommend for starseeds is to return 100% of your resource back into the body. And like literally you would want to do a diagnostic and you would want to imagine that there's like a stream coming from your higher self. It usually is some shade of like white, close to white. You want to see how much of it hits your crown and goes inside of your body and how much of it spills over. And if like a bunch of it spills over, that means that you have unclaimed resource. And so you kind of like would essentially open up more room, open up more space, claim back that energy, and then distribute that energy around your body so that all of your energy goes inside of your vessel. Well, that's it, guys. This was longer than I thought. Please let me know in the comments if this was fun, if this was interesting. And if you're recognizing yourself or some of your other starseed friends, with these broader patterns. Yes. And do let me know if you want videos specifically on the different star families. I'll probably channel that one. All right. That's it. Big virtual hug. I'll see you in the next one. Bye, loves.